Welcome to this week's episode of Holly's Racing Fantasy. I'll bring you the latest news and what's going on around NASCAR. We'll hit the highlights from last week's race, and I'll give you my fantasy picks for this upcoming week. Join John and I for all things fantasy, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun while we do it. Stick around. Holly's Racing Fantasy is sponsored by Fifth Down Fantasy. For the latest NFL news and pro football and NASCAR picks, trust the gang over at Fifth Down Fantasy. Since 2016, Fifth Down Fantasy has been a favorite destination for football fanatics looking for smart and savvy advice and analytics. Visit fifthdownfantasy.com today. Fifth Down Fantasy, real fantasy advice by and for real fantasy players. You know what? I'm going to start this week's episode by explaining what the forever meant in the Homestead race.
That might be a good idea since we were so cool and made fun of it.
We wicked made fun of it. We called it a high school adventure.
Forever. It's forever.
I thought that they were
this
just.
This time I know it. There's no doubt in my mind. There's a shout out to Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, there's a shout out to Warrant.
No.
That's right.
That's Kiss without the makeup.
Right.
1990 saw him at the arena.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would be the Broome County Veterans War Memorial Arena at the time.
I can't remember the name of it because I'm old.
Well, I don't know what it is now.
It's like the Maine's Cash and Carry, or did that change too? I don't know.
God only knows that town.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the reason that it was four, the number four ever, was not a tribute to high school girls everywhere. It was a tribute to Kevin Harvick.
Right.
Kevin Harvick is the number four, and he is going to be in our hearts forever. So it's the Forever 400 presented by Mobil 1, because Mobil 1 is a big sponsor, you know, of Kevin Harvick.
Harvick and Killing Sea Life.
And and Stuart Haas Racing.
Right.
So Kevin Harvick got to pick all of the people. He got to pick the person who would wave the flag. He got to pick the grand marshals. He got to pick all the pertinent posts and who would do what. So it was pretty cool.
He didn't pick me to do anything.
Well, you weren't there.
He doesn't even know me.
Wait till next year.
Yeah.
So
he still won't know me.
So Kevin Harvick's crew chief, Rodney Childers, and his family were the grand marshals, which was so sweet. So him and his wife and his two kids got to stand up and say, gentlemen, start your engines.
Yes.
Or, you know, they didn't sound like that.
Is that how they sounded? Hey, what's that gambler number?
Oh, gosh.
Now, start your engine.
Oh, hey, maybe gambling guy can get up there when they go to Las Vegas next year.
I don't think get the barrel up that high.
Okay.
That he wears.
Well, yeah. All right. Let me move into who did what and
okay,
let's get
ahead.
This
yeah.
race.
But that
recap.
Was good. We apologize.
So we apologize
for making fun of you.
For making fun and calling,
you know, forever.
Right.
Like on your Trapper Keeper.
Oh,
you know, writing forever on there.
Oh, that would be me.
Yeah.
I love John Sablich.
It'd be
forever.
Holly and
don't. Don't.
I won't.
I don't
Holly
know.
And Shane.
Ugh.
Forever.
You know what? Let's not go there.
It.
Nobody who listens to this is going to know what that means, except for maybe Deanna, if she still listens.
Oh, your mom will know too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's hilarious.
Okay.
At least it's not, you know, John and Linnell. Remember they used to do the heart and they used to do the little like TLA, like true love always, little symbol.
Or true if destroyed.
Oh,
right. True. So if someone destroyed it, that means it was true.
That's
so that would keep
right.
people from like.
From ripping it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
We're so funny.
I know.
There's only three episodes left, you know, after tonight.
Hey, we're going to get goofy here.
Okay. You know who won the race? Christopher Bell.
Ace Frehley won the race.
Yeah. And you know what? Christopher Bell was a bold pick and I picked him.
No, you didn't.
And yes, I did. I put
you
him in my
picks.
He was
going to do terrible.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I thought that was last week.
No, he's my.
All right, never mind.
No.
All right, then.
Aww. Thank you. Thank you.
That's for you, Belle.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, and me.
And Christopher Bell.
And Christopher Bell. But he had not even cracked. He had, I think, one top 10 finish here before this.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I got a feeling. I got to ride the win. Never coming back again.
Right. Poison.
Did I touch the midnight sun or did they kiss the midnight sun?
I don't know.
Sun? They do touch. Something with they touch the midnight sun.
They don't
sun.
Kiss it.
What? You never know with those guys.
Quiet.
Ryan Blaney was second, John.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Blaney is getting hot.
Yeah, he is.
Tyler.
He could have won that race.
Yeah, he
may. Nurr. I'm Kyle Larson. I won't slow down going into the pits.
Well, okay, Ryan Blaney and Kyle Larson were both pitting at the same time. Ryan Blaney, they were both entering pretty fast. In fact, when they were going in, I said, slow down, guys, slow down. Right out loud, I said
that. Yeah, and they said, okay, Holly, we will.
Yeah, and they said, okay, Holly, we will. Oh, we can't slow down that fast.
We can't slow down. And then all of a sudden,
Kyle Larson didn't want to hit Ryan Blaney, although he did end up hitting him a little bit.
Right.
But he didn't want to smash him and take him out of the race. So Kyle Larson hit the sand barrels at the entrance to pit road.
And there it was pretty rough.
And there was sand everywhere. And they had a red
flag.
That's what's
in the barrels. The sand came out.
I know.
Like the Sandman.
I thought it was, do you got the riff?
I don't.
We need more drops.
That's the plan for next year.
Love it.
Going to work on drops in the off season.
So yeah, the sand was everywhere and we all know how easy that, anybody who's ever taken a trip to the beach knows mm-hmm. how difficult it is to get sand out of your car seat or whatever.
Off of your sandals, off of your car.
Off of anywhere.
Everything that you were on the beach with.
Yeah. So imagine how that was. So they red flagged it.
Yep.
So Ryan Blaney did not quite have the speed that he had
because he hit
first
his quarter panel,
race.
Right? It was the back corner panel that kind of jacked the. They said he had one of the fastest cars.
He did. He won stage two.
Yeah, he would have won.
He was stage two winner.
I think he would have won.
He may have would have. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Maybe, but let's see. Tyler Reddick was third. William Byron was fourth. AJ Allmendinger was fifth. It's like, where is AJ Allmendinger coming out of the woodwork?
Yeah, he wants a job next year.
Man, he started 25th.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace was sixth.
Okay.
Ty Gibbs was seventh.
Which Bubba Wallace isn't really good at this track. So
I put him in my do not pick list because he's.
But he did good.
But yeah,
it's hard to go by that anymore. These guys are getting better.
Oh my God, you can't. You know? It's a crapshoot when it's I pick fantasy, honest to God. Joey Logano was eighth. Eric Almirola is ninth. Another surprise. The guy started 30th. Logano started 36th and ended up eighth.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Did he do some pit strategy?
Yes.
He must have.
They did.
Yeah, okay.
Him and Almirola's team.
Yeah.
And Austin Dillon finished 10th.
I miss Joey this year.
Yeah, well, you know what? He'll be around because you know what? He's got like one of the best cars in Martinsville.
Yeah, I bet he does.
So we won't get into that too much yet.
Okay, yeah.
No, what else happened in the race, John? Oh my gosh, Bubba Wallace was driving the Grimace car.
Oh, Grimace was there too.
Oh my, and Grimace was there and so was the Hamburglar.
And the Hamburglar.
Because Tyler Reddick had the Hamburglar on his car.
Right. Now, if you grew up in the 80s.
Oh man.
These guys are like.
Legends, stars.
It'd be like seeing Bon Jovi.
It would be.
Like, it 86.
Was. It was.
Right.
They had a meet and greet with Grimace at my local McDonald's. Yeah, when I was in like fifth grade, I think.
Yeah.
And I went.
And you got Grimace's autograph.
I got his autograph and I gave him a hug. He hugged me. And that was like the best day of my life.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And I was like 11.
Yeah.
Or 10 or 11. Whatever.
Yeah, that shows how sad your childhood was if that's the best day of your life at 11.
You know what? That's a whole other podcast. But still, seeing Grimace there was exciting. I wish I had been there.
Holly's trailer fantasy.
I'll tell you.
That'll be another one.
Michael Jordan, of course, was there. He's like making the rounds. He was down there giving MJ. Tyler Reddick props on the on the track afterward.
Yeah.
Blaney was disappointed and he was very salty when they were talking to him after the race.
He was.
They're like, so when you finally found that speed there at the end and you rebounded and he's like, I didn't rebound.
He boosted them.
Speed all day.
That's what we call a boozo.
He did. He gave
him. He's like,
him,
I had speed all day, but that's not the point. He's like, idiot.
Right.
He's like, I was fast all day, idiot.
He did.
He didn't say that.
But. No, but it's very unlike him. He used to be just like the easygoing Ryan Blaney. Now he's all salty and crabby. Yeah. I hope he's not getting early dementia.
I hope not.
Because you know that's how they what get, they everybody say. Gets crabby and get, salty, like me?
He, sort of.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, hey. I'm like, okay, good morning.
That's my son every morning.
Yeah.
That's why I try to let you sleep. That's why I get out of bed first so I can shake it off.
Oh my gosh, he's miserable like you.
Oh yes.
Well, you're not so miserable as you used to be.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Yeah. I was worse when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr.
Denny Hambone.
Poor Truex blew an engine. I could not believe that.
Terrible.
He was up and down all day fighting to get back. I mean, it was insane. And then blew an engine.
Yep.
So he's below the cutoff line.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin. Like yeah, just like that. Denny Hamlin hit the wall. Well, I think the tire went out. He hit the wall. That was it. That was the end of his day.
Because he was racing pretty hard.
Kyle Larson, that was the end of his day, by the way, too, when he hit those sand traps. I mean, he tried to get back on the track.
He hit it and that was it.
Yeah. There was like, okay, Hamlin had an accident, hit the wall. Truex had the engine. Ross Chastain went out in an accident.
Yeah.
John Hunter Nemechek, accident. JJ Yelly, accident. Kyle Larson, Josh Balicki. They both, and then Harrison Burton overheated.
Why is, it's just a round track. It's not
I
that
know,
big
right?
Either.
And it wasn't even that hot.
Yeah, it was like cool that day.
It was.
Which kind of threw things off because when they qualified on Saturday, it was hotter.
It was hotter.
And for those of you who don't know,
Martin Church,
weather makes a big deal with the track and
big
speed
difference.
And adjustments.
Big difference with the track temp, track surface, big difference with your tire.
Right.
Truex had the pole, by the way.
He did. That's why a lot of people picked him this last week.
Yeah, like everybody in our fantasy picked Martin Truex Jr. this week. It was really insane.
Yeah, he qualified. He was super fast. And
like if I have a hot flash while we're recording, do you think my little hot flash fan will be okay?
No, you can turn it on.
All right. Yeah. Yes, folks. I'm of the age.
Okay.
I'm of the age. Okay.
This girl is on fire. Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I know that Cooter's got some things to say today, so I'm not going to get too deep into what else happened, but you know what? That's how it is.
Yeah.
And as of right now, the people below the cutoff line are Tyler Reddick, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher had a terrible day.
He had a terrible day.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think the Fords don't got it this year. And
no.
Secondly, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Which of those drivers can make it in on points that are below it, or do they have to win it?
Below it? Or you mean who can make it in on points like that's above the cutoff? Because right now, Bell and Larson are locked in with the wins.
Right, of course.
But above the cutoff line is Ryan Blaney and William Byron.
Okay.
They're both there. So like if none of the other playoff drivers, let's throw it out there. Let's just say AJ Allmendinger wins the next race. Since he's not a playoff driver, that's not really going to affect them.
Okay.
So that would mean that as it stands right now, Ryan Blaney and William Byron. Now, William Byron has a lot of points.
Yeah.
And I think that
he's going to get in this
week. He will probably get in on points. If he doesn't win, as long as he runs decent, I think that he'll get in on points. So that's my prediction is that fourth spot. It's really not two spots up for grabs. It's one.
It's one.
Because William Byron is probably going to get in.
And he's going to race well here.
Yes, he does race well here.
Yeah, so.
So, I mean, I wouldn't count him out.
No.
So, but I think up for grabs, you've got Blaney. Tyler Reddick is just above the cutoff line.
Okay.
Truex and Denny do well at Martinsville.
Yeah.
I think the odd man out is Chris Buescher.
Yeah.
I don't think that Chris Buescher is going
unless he wins. That's the only way.
Unless he wins, that's the only way. But I'm pretty sure that Truex and Denny, Tyler Reddick is 10 points below the cutoff line.
Right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Truex and Denny are both 17 below.
Yeah.
So they would have to have a really good day. They would have to juxtaposition.
Right.
Like William Byron and Ryan Blaney would have have really horrible days. And Truex and Denny would have to have really good days.
Yeah. But it's going to change throughout the race.
It's going to change throughout the whole race. We're going to be watching it in real time.
It's a race you really want to watch.
And again, Chris Buescher, unless he wins, it's not going to. Yeah. You want to watch this 2:00 NBC, man.
Yeah.
It is going to be good because Martinsville is a nutcase track.
Yeah.
It is like aggression, small track.
Frustration.
Frustration. Hard to maneuver as it is.
Yep.
People getting lapped.
Yep.
It's going to be crazy.
People eating hot dogs.
People eating.
The Martinsville.
Is it Martinsville?
Yeah, it's the Martins dog. You always forget that.
I do. I always think it's Bristol.
No. No,
I always think it's when they do the Bristol dog.
No, it's the Bristol stomp. No, it's that. That's the Bristol stomp. I know. You're screwing me up. Which isn't easy these days. Which is easy these days.
I know.
See, I can't even talk right.
We're only going through this because there's not much NASCAR news.
Yeah. So we got a little bit longer intro.
Yeah, we had a little bit longer intro. Last year was the Hail Melon.
The Hail Melon.
Where Ross Chastain flew up the side and like hugged the wall all the way up at the end.
Like a video game.
Like a video game, which was a video game maneuver.
That's what they called it.
Yeah. It is a very dangerous maneuver, which is why it's now banned.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You cannot do it. But that's what he did last year to get in.
Yeah.
And he got in.
That's crazy.
And he's had a not so great year.
Nope.
Which is, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's how it goes, man. You win a championship and it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
Then the next year you come back and it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
All right. So, let's go. I don't know. Should we even bother with NASCAR news?
Yeah. Why don't we just wrap it up here?
Let's wrap it up here.
What else
because
is going on?
Because that's really it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really...
Yeah, I like it. Let's... What anything else?
Paint schemes for Martinsville.
Yeah.
There was a couple suspensions on... who lost the tire? Was that Ty Gibbs?
Ty Gibbs? Or was that a week ago? Hey, I got some news.
What?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jimmy Johnson is going to race.
He is.
10 races next year.
10.
How cool is that?
That is very exciting.
That's 10 chances.
10 chances to see Jimmy Johnson
again. To see a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of everything that happened this year with the family, he couldn't race. Everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, let's not.
But
you'll have to go back to one of our previous episodes to listen to that.
Yeah.
And Dale Jr. announced today that he's going to race in the Xfinity.
Yeah.
But I think he only like announced one race.
Oh, really?
Come on, Jr.
Come on.
Give us a couple.
Oh, Junior.
Oh, it was from Truex's team.
Yeah. Okay.
Two crew members.
But anyway, okay, who cares? Jimmy Johnson is going to be racing.
All right.
And Matt Kenseth is going to be on the team. That's like some old school.
Come on, Rock.
Matt might jump in the car. Who knows?
I know. It's going to be like racing down at Thunder Road.
Right.
Like, you know, like John Travolta, Danny and Kinnicky.
Right.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Right?
And that piece of shit. Remember that thing in that car in the movie?
I do.
It's like they found it in the junkyard.
They did.
What do you think?
But it's Grease Lightning.
Yeah, it's Grease Lightning.
Oh, my God. Yep, they did. And they, you know, that's two of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then who could be the other guy? The you know, creator face?
creator face.
We're racing for pinks, you punk. Okay.
Someone nobody likes.
I don't know.
Danny Hambone.
No, shut up. Get out of here. So it's the crew chief of the 19 for unsecured lug nut.
Oh, okay.
In Saturday's post race check. They really do look these cars over.
They do.
Yeah. Ryan Newman got fined $10,000.
10,000 hot dogs.
Because he took off his head sock. You have to wear it.
Yeah, you have to
wear it. It's safety precaution. You have to wear a head sock.
Especially him. He almost died at Daytona.
I know.
You think he'd be like more on that?
I know. He took off the head sock and that $10,000.
Head sock. Well, that sounds like a nickname for something else.
You know what? Stop. Oh. What's the matter with you?
Oh, baby. Did you bring the head sock?
Okay. You know what? This is really fun. You know why? Because I got senior. I've got like, woohoo, we're going to be graduating in like 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, we are.
So I got like the exciting. I'm all hyped up because I only have to do like 3 more shows.
Yeah.
I have to write like 3 more. I only have to do fantasy picks one more time.
Yeah.
One more time after this.
One more round.
And that's it.
All right.
And then we'll wrap up the show after the finale.
Yep. We'll wrap up the show.
We'll say goodbye to our five listeners. Yeah. We'll wrap up the season and, you know, we'll go from there.
We'll go from there.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's go right to who's first, SBG or Cooter Dooter?
Let's do SBG.
Okay. We only got like two. They're awfully quiet. Those NBC guys are sticks in the mud.
They know we're listening.
Sticks in the mud.
They totally are.
Jesus.
I'll go get him.
Okay, go get him.
All right.
Uh-oh. You know what that noise is.
Oh, you know. You've been waiting for it all day.
That means it's time for Sexy Booth Talk.
OSBG.
And Sexy Booth Guy is here with us.
Yes, I am.
How you doing this week?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, folks, these are things that we heard come out of the NASCAR broadcast booth from the NBC announcers.
Oh, we definitely did.
We didn't make it up.
No, we don't.
Could it be something that Rick Allen said?
Ricky Dicky Allen.
Steve Letarte?
Oh, the Letarte man.
Jeff Burton.
Jebby don't go flebby.
Or Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, Jr.
We'll never tell.
We'll never tell.
The first thing I heard this week during the race was...
Oh, lay it on.
Hamlin drove it really deep into the corner.
What else is new? That's my boy.
And last but not least, we only have two this week.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wah, 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 wah. That's a sexy man crying.
I'm sure it
is. For those
is.
Who don't know.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Hang on. Oh,
don't keep me waiting.
All right. These have to go into Martinsville wide open.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
I know, right?
Especially during times like this.
That's very true. But
very true.
I wish there was more, but that's all I've got for you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Have a good week, sexy booth
guy. Okay, I'll try.
We'll see you next week.
Hopefully.
Definitely.
Okay.
Don't get too tan out there.
I won't.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Junior, everybody.
Cooter Mouse Junior reporting for duty.
Our trackside mouse reporter.
Yes.
We're the only one that have one.
We are the only one.
So how was Miami?
Miami was freaking awesome.
Did you pretend like you were in Miami Vice?
Bikinis.
Oh.
Alcohol.
Oh, boy.
Dancing.
Oh.
Seagull killing.
You partied hardy.
Ooh, you got a cigarette now. Pow.
You partied hard.
I did. You got a cracker in that bag? No, I don't, but I got this for you. Pow!
Boy, you are some mouse.
Yeah.
We need like a spider to spin a web that says some mouse.
Yeah.
We could do a barbershop quartet. He's mouse.
Yeah.
So
are we looking to be some of the famous mouse?
Wish he was mine. What if he's not so big? He's one terrific, radiant, humble thing.
What's that from?
That's from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, Charlotte's Web.
The cartoon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know.
Yeah.
They had the barbershop. I am a sucker. I am a closet sucker for barbershop quartets.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
So how was the race?
The race was really good.
I heard you had a little bit of a front eye on the Blaney-Denny situation.
Blaney's mad.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I don't want to say too much about him because he's my ride next year. So I'm going to be riding in his trailer.
Right, I forgot.
So Denny was racing him kind of hard.
Yeah, he was.
Well, they were kind of both racing each other kind of hard.
Right.
And Ryan got mad.
He did get mad.
But isn't that racing?
I know.
I guess it's like, I got mad because he hit the ball. Well, it's baseball.
I know. I know.
You do hit the ball.
I know. Ryan Blaney called Denny a hack.
A hack?
Yeah.
I know.
Because he raced them hard. But, I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing. Like, if it was Ross Chastain or Kyle Larson or Chase Elliott racing like that, everybody
would
be like,
don't say nothing bad about your Denny.
That's right.
Don't say nothing bad about your Denny.
Oh, no.
Don't say nothing bad about your Denny.
I love him so.
He's a Denny, Denny, Denny Hamlin.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We'll be copyright strikes here.
No, we won't.
Fine,
no one's listening.
Don't say nothing bad about how Ollie's Benny.
Well, you know, but I would say that about anybody. I have a handful of drivers, but it really is. I mean, this is the time where people are going to not be polite.
Yeah.
And they're going to race hard.
Right.
And they're going to bump draft.
I mean,
and they're
going
to
wreck them.
Exactly.
I used to be more pissed at Kyle Larson.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh no, the driver the interviewer tried to ask him about that too.
Yeah.
And he was like, pretty much told him that, like, he wouldn't answer.
What do you mean?
He wouldn't answer it.
I know.
He's like, well, I don't know.
I'm not going to say too much about Ryan.
He said, do you think you have any damage back there from that? Or do you think that the damage in the rear of your car caused any? He's like, I don't know. I'm not back there to look at it. I can't see it.
What, am I on driving and on a mechanic at the same time?
I know. Again, I like Ryan Blaney, but I'm just surprised at how angry
he is. Yeah, because he's usually really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, this is what the playoffs do.
Yeah.
Thanks, NASCAR.
You know, and didn't the announcer say something too? Like, he was like, you know, coming in, you were like 10 points down, and you should be pretty happy.
Yeah.
Well, because.
I know.
You know, if you could win the race, then you don't have that freaking pressure next week.
Right.
These guys look, there's a lot of pressure.
There sure
week,
is. Every
you know?
Week. It's true.
Whether you're even in the playoffs or not.
I know. It's true.
You know?
I know. Wow. So how was everything else down there? Did you get to see Grimace?
I saw Grimace.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's a big gland, right?
What? No, he's not a gland.
A gland.
Oh, my God, no.
What is he?
Sometimes
is that a grape?
No, they say he's like a taste bud.
That's it.
Well, okay, no.
He's that thing that hangs down the middle of your uvula.
No.
That hangs down in your throat.
Some people
I'm a uvula. I'm purple. It's not a uvula.
No, that's what it's called, though.
Is it uvula?
Yeah.
Yeah, uvula.
But that's not what he is. No, supposedly he's supposed to be the milkshake personified.
Oh.
But then other people say he's supposed to be a taste bud.
He looks more like a taste bud.
I know what
you're saying. He looks like my ex-girlfriend, too, in a dress.
Oh, rim shot.
Oh, where is it? Oh,
wait. Actually, that is very true.
Yeah.
He does look like your ex-girlfriend in a purple dress.
Yeah, you think that's bad? And if you think that's bad, let me show you another one.
Oh, no. You know what? You're crazy.
No, I know.
I'm only being mean because your ex-girlfriend was really mean.
She was mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a mean old mouse.
Yeah, she was a mean mouse.
And I'm glad you're with Connie now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, we already talked about it. So anything else down there?
Anything else? The hamburger was there, too. We talked
That's
about that, too.
Pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. That's
hamburger,
pretty
crazy. Hamburger. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Do you like hamburgers?
You think they would have been passing out some free food or something.
I know.
It's like, here we are.
They didn't, really? They
okay.
Didn't, they didn't give you anything?
No.
Really?
No.
You didn't get free hamburgers or anything?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we probably get food poisoning. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows how long they'd be sitting out.
Yeah,
in the...
who knows? I don't know. All right. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, Cooter, your last race is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I can't believe it. You're going to Phoenix.
Well, two more races, really.
I love Phoenix. No, you've only got one.
Martinsville, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, see now. Woman.
Okay, so two more races.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I totally skipped ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so two more races. Martinsville, you gonna have a hot dog?
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
The hot dog's bigger than me.
Three of
me.
Bring your whole family. You guys can share one.
Yeah, we'll all eat one.
So if anything else happens, you know, take notes.
I
and I can't wait to talk to you after Martinsville, and
Sounds
then
good.
You'll go to Phoenix, and then that'll be it. Then you go on vacation.
Then vacation.
Oh, maybe go on a cruise.
I'm going to Rome.
That's right.
I'm going to Rome.
That's right. I can't wait to hear about that.
I gotta get some shit out of the Vatican.
I do not want to know.
You gotta make money somehow.
You have plausible deniability. I don't need to know.
Did I say that in the air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're a mouse. Nobody's gonna know.
No one's gonna know.
Okay, Cooter, well, have a good week. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again next
that
week.
That sounds great.
All right. Okay.
10-4.
Cooter Dooter.
Over and out.
Bye.
John, this is a no-nonsense show.
This is no-nonsense. It is time to make your picks.
I'm Barry Effing Gibb, man.
Man.
It's my show. It's a no-nonsense show. Robin, do you have anything to say?
No. No, I don't.
Wait. Cruz Bustamante. Cruz Bustamante. Okay. Sorry.
That's when SNL was good.
That's when SNL was good. That's us being professional.
Yeah.
Well, a professional no-nonsense show.
This is a professional no-nonsense show. Now get to your picks.
Okay. All right. Picking it up on the Fantasy Talk Show. Talking about drivers. Talking about who's going to win the championship.
Who's going to throw the helmet.
Oh, my
Revving
gosh.
Revving it up.
Revving it up.
Revving it up.
Revving it up. Hey.
Hey.
We need to look into some copyrights for next year.
Yeah, we got to have a little bit more
freedom
and fun.
We do. We
maybe
have to have
we'll
more
get,
fun, right, everybody?
Maybe,
right,
maybe
right,
we'll
right,
get
right,
10
right.
listeners next year. We'll double our listening.
Yeah, no, doubling it would be 20. We have 10 listeners.
Do we?
Roughly.
I gotta, not by my spec sheet.
I got to manage my social media.
You said that every week for the last 35 weeks.
I did it a couple times.
Yeah.
I got to do it again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. You're going to have to promise something.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into it. SVG will have a
stop.
Heart attack.
All right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm going to run down my fantasy picks.
Okay.
For the race this weekend.
In Phoenix.
No, in Martinsville.
Martinsville.
It's called the... Why is there not... You know what? I hate NASCAR sometimes because they don't update their stuff. Okay, it's the Xfinity 500 at Martinsville Speedway.
Ah.
Okay?
Which is confusing because Xfinity is a whole series.
Right, it is.
Right.
Yeah, so
that's
I don't
confusing.
Know. They're sponsoring it.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
sponsoring it. Okay,
right,
ready?
Gotcha.
Okay, ready? I'm going to take a breath and I'm running it down. Brilliant picks for the Martinsville race on Sunday. Top three brilliant picks are all playoff drivers. Ryan Blaney, who has 7 top fives here, and he's on a hot streak. Denny Hamlin, who has won Martinsville 5 times, come in the top 5 18 times, and finished top 10 24 times.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty, yeah. And third, Martin Truex Jr., who has won Martinsville 3 times, top 5 10 times, 16 times in the top 10. Yeah.
That's hard to pick from, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm lucky I have Ryan Blaney on
And
my
these
team.
Are hardcore playoff drivers.
Yeah, they
desperate,
are.
Desperate.
Yeah.
Which could go either in their favor or against them.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you, my 3 bold picks are non-playoff drivers.
Hmm.
Brad Keselowski. He's got 12 top 5 finishes here, man. 2
He's
wins.
He's good here. He's good here.
Yeah. Chase Elliott, even though he has only 1 win and 5 top 5s, I still think this guy wants a win before the season ends, and Martinsville is as good a place as any.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Joey Logano. 1 win, 10 top 5s, and 17 top 10s.
Wow.
Stay away from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. this weekend. Out of 21 races, he's been in the top 10 3 times. 2 of those were 10th, and 1 was 8th.
Okay.
Michael McDowell has been here 23 times, and he has never even cracked the top 20. And Eric Almirola, who, even though he's been here like one, he got a top 5 here, and he's had a few top 10s. I really just don't think it's happening.
No, I don't think so either.
So here's the rundown.
Give us a rundown.
Brilliant picks for Martinsville Speedway this weekend are Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex Jr. Your bold NASCAR fantasy sleeper picks are Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, and Joey Logano. And NASCAR fantasy drivers to stay away from when you set your lineup, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Michael McDowell, and Eric Almirola. And we're running through those. We're running out of time. Those are my picks for the second to the last NASCAR Cup Series race of the 2023 season, and I am sticking to them. If you like what you're hearing, follow me on Facebook at Holly's Racing Fantasy for a little more information here and there. You can listen to the latest episode of Holly's Racing Fantasy every Friday whenever there's a Cup Series race, wherever you get your podcasts. Or subscribe to Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube for current and past episodes. Thanks.
That's the end of the show, John.
That is the end of our show.
It was
for
a
tonight.
Fun episode.
Yeah, it was a fun episode.
I had a good time.
I did too.
I didn't expect to.
Yeah.
But you know
the
what?
Muscle relaxer might have helped a little bit.
Yes, John and his bad back/neck.
Yeah, I started a muscle relaxer this week, folks.
Yeah, yes, he did.
It feels pretty good.
I'm glad. Yeah. He's pretty funny.
I still got a little bit of that headache yet.
But. You know what? That's because he's only taken a half.
Yeah, I'm only taking a half.
You'll have to take a whole now.
Yeah.
That's how fun. That's funny.
Promote drugs here. You promote know, prescription drugs.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of, if you or someone you know has a gambling addiction.
Has an addiction to muscle relaxers.
Well, we're just going to go with gambling here.
Okay.
And if they would like some help.
Nope. I'll take a muscle relaxer, though.
Call the National Problem Gambling Helpline.
Muscle.
At 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambler. That's 1-800.
Muscle.
GAMBLER.
Wonderful.
Oh, you've got one more week before you're going into having our intervention. Oh,
absolutely. That gambler guy has got to go.
Happy birthday to Eileen-y.
Yes.
Today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
When we record on the 25th of October, it is Eileen Sablich's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
What's that from?
Highlander, the original.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Mom.
Clancy Brown. Man, that was a great movie.
Yeah, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
Happy birthday
Eileen
to you.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Eileen. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
That was it.
I know.
I think other than that, I think we're ready for see what's going to happen this week. It's going to be exciting.
See what's going to happen this week.
It's going to be exciting, and we're going to get out of here, and nothing really else than that, you know?
That's it.
We're not going to talk about Antichrist.
Oh, no, I do want to talk about Carson Hocevar. Carson Hocevar, he's in the final four for the Craftsman Truck Series.
Right.
He won the race in, where are they? Homestead. He won the race in Homestead Friday night for the trucks.
They won the race underwater.
What? So he's in the final four.
Cool.
I know. It was pretty exciting.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
He's a good kid.
He is.
Yep.
All right. So everybody, I want you to have a good week. I want you to finish strong.
Finish this month strong.
It's the last full week of October.
Yeah.
And then we got some cold weather coming. It's going to be 80 degrees in Wilmington all week. It's been hot for the last couple days.
Yep.
80 and sunny all through Monday.
Yep.
So it's pretty exciting going to the beach.
Get your thongs on.
Get your sexy booth guy will be thonging and tanning.
He'll be thonging on Wrightsville Beach.
God. All right. Well, you know what I'm going to say? Goodbye, everybody. Don't forget to watch the race and race on.
Race on.